Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. And as promised, he is University of Memphis football head coach Mike Norvell. He joins us now. Coach, how are you?
Man, everything's going great. Getting closer to start of fall camp, so everyone's excited.
When is that?
Yes, sir.
What's the official start date for that?
We report on the 2nd, and then the first practice will be on the 3rd. So
okay.
The countdown is on.
Yeah, we are right around the corner.
Go time.
So you were in Providence for the media day there. What did you think of the clam bake? Are you a seafood guy, Coach?
Yeah, I like seafood. I mean, we had a couple of our guys. I think they knocked out 6 or 7 lobsters, and
wow.
Basically, after I got the first one done, I was good. So it was an impressive showing by a couple of our big guys.
If you could snap your fingers and have one meal, like your go to, you love it more than anything else, what would the Mike Norvell meal be?
All right, now I got one for you. All right, this is going to shock you. A box of Kraft macaroni and cheese, and add a can of tuna.
What?
And I'm good.
What?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Uh-huh.
What
that's old school right there. That's old school right there.
Was this like a Central Arkansas dorm room creation? Like, where did this come from?
Man, that's when you're 160 pounds playing college football, you need as many calories as you could throw on your body and as much protein. That was multiple times of the week. And you know, I tell people all the time, I say, man, if you have a last meal, that's what I'm going to go with. I can't do it now because my body doesn't hold up the same as it used to, but that would be my go-to for sure.
Wow, I learned a
lot. That's
old
school. You're teaching him something, Mike. You're teaching him something, Coach. That's old school. We used to get that at the house over at my house.
Yeah, we're here to educate, right?
Yeah,
that's what we're
absolutely
trying to do.
That's what we do every day. Listen, you got a quarterback battle on your hands. I want to ask you this. From the outside looking in, right, guys of us that don't know about quarterback battles or how in the world to determine – you know, whether one's ahead of the other one. Obviously, you got making the throws and making the right reads. But for tell us, Coach, are there tells that you look for? Are there intangibles that you know, signals to you that, okay, here's my guy, this guy's got it? Obviously, you're going to count the throws and the reads, but what else goes into it, Coach?
You know, there's so much. And, you know, production is a huge component of it. But, you know, being able to go out there on the field and have 10 guys that play better because you're taking the snaps.
I got you.
That is probably
the
biggest thing that we focus on, because you can go out, you can watch a practice, you can see an individual play, and a guy has a superstar moment. But if they run back on the field and the next play they returning the ball over, you know, creating or putting our defense in bad situations,
mm-hmm.
because we're not able to sustain drives. Those are things that you have to be able to judge. You know, the guy that takes over the quarterback job has to be consistent. They have to be consistent in what they do. Obviously we've got some great playmakers, in our program, and making sure that we can be able to get them the ball and have an opportunity to impact the game on a consistent basis is really what's going to be the ultimate deciding factor.
We are, of course, talking to Memphis football coach Mike Norvell. You were picked to win the West, as you know, by conference media. This is 2 years now in a row where we are kind of asking you the same question, which I would gather for you is probably a good thing. How much do you embrace those expectations? And now it's not so much trying to get the respect,
mm-hmm.
as much as it is trying to, I guess, stay there and keep it.
It's a wonderful compliment, and I think that any coach that would tell you that they do not want to be picked would probably be lying, because
mm-hmm.
that means their program's not well perceived. And I've got a great deal of respect for the players that we have and the work that they've put in, and obviously the standard of play that we've been able to accomplish here over the last few years The fact that people, you know, see our program as one that should be competing to win championships, and obviously at the top tier of our conference. I mean, that's something that I take a great deal of pride in, and I'm glad that we do have those expectations. But on the flip side of it, you know, those preseason expectations, the watch list, they really don't mean anything. You have to go earn it on the field, and every team is different. You know, nobody has seen the 2018 Memphis Tigers, do anything yet, and so we're working hard every day to make sure that we're prepared for every opportunity that we get. And that's what probably the thing I've been most proud of this team is in off season, summer workouts, spring practice, everything that we've done lead up to this point, they have a great edge about them, and they're hungry for the competition and to try to go out there and live up to some of the expectations.
When you took the job a few years ago, had the perception of Memphis football changed completely, and that being a reason why you were sort of willing to take the job, or is that something that you kind of work on every day, every year, continuing to sort of try to change the perception of how Memphis football is seen around the country?
I think that over the last 4 years, I mean, our brand is as strong now as it's ever been when it talks about our Tiger football program, and to be able to see the excitement, to be able to when you're talking to national media members that have taken a liking to our individual players and guys that and just really how we play the game and what we do, it's incredible. And I've always believed that this was a place, a university, a community that could do phenomenal things with a football program, and I think that's starting to come to light. And the commitment that's been made from our administration to the support to the community and everybody that's involved, we've shown glimpses of how great it can be. But we're pushing hard to continue to progress and improve the product of what we're putting out there on the field. And Art, like I said, we're getting to do it with great young men that are our showcase athletes.
Coach, you've got, if I'm not mistaken, the most starters back of anyone in the conference. I think number 16. I don't imagine it's any less work for you in the preseason. You're still going to do what you're going to do, and it's all the same. But it may be less stress for you in the sense that at least in the preseason, you figure with that many starters back, less mistakes, maybe even more importantly, guys know what you want from them. Is it a little less stress, I guess, with this many guys back?
Well, the competition is going to be great, because even though we do return, a good number of starters, I mean, we have guys that are competing for new jobs. So some of those jobs are still up in the air for, moving forward. I think we've recruited at a really high level, and seen guys develop and push to play at a new level and a higher standard is something that I'm excited to watch. You mentioned the one position that everybody always looks at is the quarterback position.
Oh, yeah.
And, I'm a firm believer, and I've said since the beginning, you have to have a quarterback to be a successful football team. I feel great around the guys that we have in that room, and so I know that this camp will be encouraging to watch how this team adapts to those guys and what we're able to do. But on the flip side of it, we have to continue to push.
Mm-hmm.
And I think having the experience of that many guys that are coming back, some of those starts were forced early, last year due to injury, and the confidence that our team has, the confidence that those individuals have, based off last year, is definitely great. And it allows us to do a little bit more and to have a more specific focus on the fundamentals.
Yep.
And understanding what we want to do. And so I think that definitely will be a help.
Coach, is it any day now you could hear something on Jackson Dillon in terms of trying to get that sixth year of eligibility from the NCAA? Is it any update on that at all? Any gut feeling when you might hear?
Everything there is moving forward. We feel extremely confident that that's going to get done, and that Jackson's going to be with us this year. He's had an incredible summer. He is doing
awesome.
a wonderful job. But there's nothing that I could see that would keep that from happening.
Man, we sure hope so.
We are, of course, talking to Memphis football coach Mike Norvell here on Jason and John. As you know, Coach, Mike Oresko continues to refer to the AAC as a Power 6 conference, says that it should be recognized in the same sort of, conversation along with SEC, ACC, Big 10, Big 12, Pac-12. Are you on board with that?
I am. I think when you look at what our league has done, in non-conference play, you look at the level of talent when you just simply based off the players, over the last 2 years, we're in the top five conferences in college football of having that guys drafted in the NFL. When you look at the top down in our league, the quality of football that's being played and the coaches that are in this league, I believe that this is a league that deserves to be recognized as that type of a caliber conference, and it's definitely a challenge to play in each and every week, and we're doing our part with the level of play that we're showing in the non-conference against some of those other leagues.
Yeah, with all due respect to ESPN, right, Coach, it's time to pay up on that TBD, right? I mean, you just laid it out the way we're producing in this conference. You just talked about draft picks. I mean, you talk about the New Year's Eve bowl, production, the outcomes. It's time to pay up on that TV deal, isn't it?
Well, I think that's the big difference at the end of the day, just the resources of what are coming in to the institutions, but the caliber of football that is actually showing up between the white lines, and the excitement of the players and what our league is producing is pretty incredible.
Absolutely.
So I know that's something that's going to be talked about here in the next few years.
Yep.
And I'm excited to see where it's going to go, because I think especially just leaving media days, each team in our league is rapidly rapidly improving and continuing to try to enhance what we're doing as an entire conference. And so it's definitely going to be fun.
And then lastly, Coach, obviously Anthony Miller is in training camp getting ready for the Hall of Fame game with the Bears. With him now in the NFL, how much opportunity does that give a guy like Tony Pollard this season?
Oh, it's a great opportunity, and Tony's a guy that has been very, very productive in his first 2 years here in the program, and but not only Tony, but some of those other receivers that have played and are looking to make their mark. The great thing is we use Anthony as an example. When I took the job at Memphis, Anthony had, I think, 500 or 600 yards receiving in his career, but he was the fourth leading receiver off the previous squad coming into the 2016 season. And in 2 years, he ends up shattering every record that has ever been had here at Memphis. He maximized the opportunity that was in front of him to become the go-to guy, to become a superstar in a sense. And so now that opportunity is for the next young man, and they're each going to be given an opportunity to go and elevate their game, because everybody wants more. Everybody wants to be that guy, but you have to go earn it, just like Anthony did here last couple of years.
No doubt. Coach, appreciate the time.
You're the
as
man,
always,
Coach.
Man. We'll see you soon.
Thank you, sir.
Man, you guys have a great rest of the day, and go Tigers.
Yes, sir.
He is Mike Norvell. His last meal would be Kraft mac and cheese and tuna.
With a little tuna. You never had that growing up? Your mom never made that for you?
God, no.
That was a quick dinner.
Dude, that sounds like torture.
No, man. It's
I hate tuna.
Sounds good.
Me and my wife have fights over the smell of tuna.
For real?
Like, if I come home and she's made tuna and I can smell it, I get upset. Tuna disgusts me.
Well, Coach is talking about, like, the canned tuna. I don't think he's talking about like a prepared tuna steak.
No, I get it. That's what I'm talking about too. Yeah,
no, hey, to his point, what, 3-0 in New Year's Day bowls.
Oh yeah.
15 draft picks to, I think the Big 12 had 14 that last year. Time to pay up, ESPN.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I mean,
that new TV. I mean, it's so important for each. Hadn't the conference earned it though, John? For real. I'm not saying pay us like you're not getting what the Power Five's getting, but it's you were trying to prove yourself, right? I mean, this thing was going on the fly. When you got the original TV deal with ESPN, you've proven yourself. You give them a ton on a pretty weekly basis in terms of, guys we want to watch because we think they're headed to the NFL in terms of the teams. You talked about it yesterday. I mean, the top five, top six in this league constantly in and out of the top 25. It's time to pay up.
Yeah, and what's sort
they've
of
– they've earned it.
What's a little what's a little complicating in the negotiations for this television deal is that nobody really knows how – in 2025, how people are going to consume media.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Like, and this deal's up in 20, I think.
Yeah, like, so right. do you negotiate with an Amazon? Do you negotiate with Netflix? You know what I mean? Like, that's going to be interesting to see how that kind of – because it's not just TV anymore. We've moved past just TV. So it'll be interesting to see how those negotiations
play. Well, and the ESPN, you know, is going to be a little bit, at least they should feel, they got to be a little bit tighter with their, with,
no
the, question. With the rights fees,
no
right? I mean,
about
because
it.
It's killed them,
no
what they paid for some of these things.
Yep, yep. So interesting negotiations coming up for sure for the conference that the Tigers happen to call home. We'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.